Turning to the nursing home situation, just 67% of New Jersey's over 51,000 nursing home beds are now filled. That compares to 82% before the coronavirus. This is according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services data. Occupancy here in New Jersey, it's fallen the most of any state, and the vacancy rate in the state is now the highest in the eastern part of the U.S. Because apparently, maybe obviously, older people being discharged from hospitals are choosing to return home with home care services and therapies rather than be admitted to any long-term care facility. And certainly given the news I've shared here, along with many other stories, because sadly there's too many to get to in the time that we have together on a day like this, wisdom is making for a much better choice. This is providing a wake-up call for the facilities and the politicians in the State House and certainly the Governor's Mansion. That's unfortunately still to be determined, but let's take a look at this past week of COVID-19 relative matters and our long-term care facilities. State Health Department this past week ordered nursing home in Somerset County to stop admitting new residents. That's because an inspection this past month brought about concerns about the spread of the coronavirus. State also directed, this is the Somerset Woods Rehabilitation Nursing Center that's in Franklin Township. They've been instructed to hire 2 full-time employees, an experienced long-term care administrator, as well as an infectious disease professional. This is according to the health department's information posted on the health department website. Statistics, COVID-19 has sickened 85 residents, 25 employees at Somerset Woods, killing 13 since the start of the outbreak in May. And as of June, there were 111 residents living at Somerset Woods. So with 85 now sick, and according to the state, that means the active outbreak has sickened approximately 75% of everyone living there. The admissions were halted again based on findings of an inspection that took place October 2nd through the 6th, which that alone tells you it was a thorough inspection. Or there was a lot to inspect. They kept finding more and more and more and more. Well, they did find significant issues with the facility's overall management in response to the outbreak of coronavirus. Suspending admissions, that's a rare step. State's only taken with 8 of the around 680 long-term care licensed facilities since all this began back in March. It's not completely clear, by the way, how residents and employees have been infected and died at Somerset Woods or any other location in the state because, well, I've told you this a few times, the health department has stopped listing cumulative case and fatality statistics by facility in July. They've been waiting for and looking for a response from Governor Murphy about that story and everything else regarding long-term care facilities and the coronavirus. Well, during a bill signing about a week or maybe close to 2 weeks ago, just came across this now. Maybe we got a clue about how he thinks all this is playing out and who owns the responsibility. This was during a bill signing for a couple of bills regarding long-term care industry. It was S-2712 and S-2785. 2712 requires minimum direct care staff to resident ratios in New Jersey facilities, and it establishes a special task force on direct care workforce retention and recruitment. And S-2785 requires these facilities to institute policies that prevent social isolation of residents. I think we were pretty sure we reviewed those two bills when they were initially passed by the Assembly, but it was what Murphy said during the bill signing that shines some light into at least what he believes or where he believes the responsibility rests. I mean, just Read what he said here. Sadly, too many nursing homes are run by companies more interested in making money than protecting patients. These long-sought reforms will help bring accountability to the industry and protect residents, staff, and family members with a loved one living in a long-term care facility. I'm proud to have worked with our partners in organized labor, healthcare advocates, and legislative sponsors to finally implement safe staffing ratios in our nursing homes, as well as other long overdue reforms. That sounds, at least to me, suspiciously like the governor's trying to drop the full load of blame for the deaths referenced on the nursing homes and veteran centers. You too? Yeah, I believe this is in order. A refreshing of the governor's memory. And to do that, let me turn to the directive of the governor dated March 31st, 2020. I'll read in part here, and you can see this over at our website download page over at issuesandideasradio.com. In order to respond to the increase in positive cases, there is an urgent need to expand hospital capacity to be able to meet the demand for patients with COVID-19 requiring acute care. As a result, this directive is being issued to clarify expectations post-acute care settings receiving patients, residents returning from hospitalization for accepting new admissions. The New Jersey Department of Health directs hospital discharge planning staff and post-acute care facilities to carefully review this guidance with all staff directly involved in patient-resident admissions, transfers, and discharges. During this global health emergency, all post-acute care settings must comply with the expedited receipt of patients-residents discharging from hospitals. Hospital discharge planners must confirm to the post-acute care setting by telephone that the patient-resident is medically stable for discharge. Comprehensive discharge instructions must be provided by the hospital prior to the transport of a patient-resident to the post-acute care setting. Here's the key part. No patient-resident shall be denied readmission or admission to the post-acute care setting solely based on a confirmed diagnosis of COVID-19. Apparently, the governor lost his copy of his memo. Directive or mandate, whatever you want to call it. We're going to explore this over the course of our show today, but this Wednesday is Veterans Day. And with that in mind, continuing with our look at the long-term care facilities and coronavirus, when the federal government suggests it would be useful to shine a light in the darkest corner of the coronavirus torment that we're all going through, well, the governor basically said, remember this, when I told you about this, he said, get lost. Go look it up on our website. Don't bother me, I have plastic bags to ban in the state. But that's pretty much what Governor Murphy said after the U.S. Justice Department told him it was going to investigate the veterans' home in Paramus and Menlo Park, where 190 veterans have died while under state care. Yeah, the governor sort of passed over that with that statement that he gave at that bill signing, didn't he? I mean, he did crawl a couple of inches toward accountability a couple of weeks ago when he booted the person in charge of oversight and the CEOs of both facilities. Yeah, that's the full accounting that he promised back in April. Something that we can't forget. Governor and the Democrats in the State House might want to, but we can't, that one out of every three residents at these two homes have died, and one out of every four employees have tested positive. I mean, I do want to point to the members of the political population that are making an effort. There's Representative Josh Gottheimer, who's a Democrat representing the 5th District, who's been one of the loud voices demanding something gets done, and agrees that given the massive loss of life of so many of our veterans and the federal government outlining the failures at a place like Paramus, that it's a good thing that the feds are doing an investigation, not the governor of the state where it's happening, but the federal government coming in, which Murphy, by the way, said is just a political ploy. No, Governor, this is not politics. These are human lives that were cost because of inefficiencies, lack of preparation, and a totally blind, lacking of logic directive. Governor differentiates for-profit nursing homes from state-run facilities for veterans. Yet he rationalizes that the parameters was literally ground zero. There's overwhelming evidence the virus ignited in the long-term care facilities, he says, so it really pays to understand what the facts are. Do I really need to read the Murphy mandate again? No, that's, like I said, we have it over at the website, and if you feel the need, and I hope you do, download it and attach it to an email and send it to the governor. Now, give him the reminder that he apparently so desperately needs.